Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about operators should learn to fix heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Breaking down of heavy equipment in the midst of a load of work is nothing less than a nightmare for the construction company. This is perhaps the last thing that they will ever want to happen in their business. Heavy equipment not working due to technical glitches, an unavailable competent mechanic is a big problem that one can imagine. Dependency on those other especially mechanics have proved to be pretty expensive for many construction companies, and for which time and again they have to pay a heavy price for it. Therefore, one should learn from the mistakes and never let it happen again. Since the honest opposite of the well-being of heavy equipment lies mainly on the operator. It is therefore the operator should also take onus to learn how to fix a machine. Many small companies who can't afford to have a team of mechanics hire operators who have a fair deal of knowledge to fix heavy equipment. It makes more sense to pay more for operators with good knowledge of heavy equipment than paying mechanics who charges a bomb from the companies. Number one. Make use of the user manual to learn repairing techniques. When there is a minor glitch in the heavy equipment, there is no point to call a mechanic. The operator, if he knows how to fix the minor glitch, can prove to be quite resource to the company. In case he or she does not know how to fix the glitches, he can take help from the user manual and understand the basics of the machine first. As a matter of fact, he has to use the user manual to check the various functions and how to use them properly. He can't experiment as long as he is not aware of the different functions of the machine. Therefore, his first book of reference should be and always will be the user manual. He will also get to learn a few basic tricks to repair the machine if there appears to be a minor technical glitch somewhere down in the engine or any other part of the machine. He will find it to be extremely helpful and can manage things on his own rather than having the dependency on a mechanic to sort such a simple problem out. Next, blogs also can be useful. Ideally, most of the operators are attached to something or other blog that talks about heavy equipment. Now, if they have experience of any issue with their machine, which they are unable to sort, they can simply put forth the issue on the blog and check the people's response. And, you know, those are also forums. You know, forums are the same way. One can expect some marvelous workarounds to the issue and apply them as easy as 1, 2, 3 are really for them to work for it. So make use of blogs in time when the heavy equipment has ceased to work and get some solution from there. And also videos, you know, that also helps, you know. Next, videos on the internet could be a quick solution. Watching videos that show how to fix a problem can prove to be a really helpful issue. There, you will watch the guy or gal actually fixing the machine and you will have better idea to solve your problems. Moreover, you do not have to wait for anybody to reply on a solution of the on solving the issue. You can get a quick solution in no time at all. You know, again, videos are very hot nowadays on learning stuff. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.